Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Uli Munro, who is the owner of Munro Consulting, Inc. Uli, for the last 16 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Uli, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you inviting me to be a part of this. To give you a little overview on Munro Consulting is that we are really focused first and foremost on developing employees to work better as a team. And then second, really to help supervisors, managers, and leaders to hone their skills in helping that team development. This is done through pretty much one-on-one coaching, which is sometimes face-to-face, but by Zoom a lot now, and also doing customized group sessions. And I do this throughout the whole United States. I really do also enjoy presenting some of this information at a larger group environment, such as a conference or special events. And also work with a lot of organizational boards in a retreat type of environment so that we can really dig deep. It's interesting, so many of the topics are really seem sort of simple, but we find that they come up over and over again, such as feedback and recognition and setting a good vision for the teams and how does a leader do that? So to your second question, you had mentioned, you know, what are some best practices that I've found? Lately, it seems that the two topics that really rise to the top are this difference between what does it take to be a manager versus a leader? And then also, what is the difference really between being in a group and a team? I think both of those words, leadership and team, are often used too lightly, and there's really a lot of work to make that happen. I also think a lot of times there's an assumption that just because you have a business, you should know how to build a team and be a leader. So I really enjoy some great discussion and activities on these topics to help improve their business practices, and really especially to help improve their employee relationships. I think what it comes down to is, do you have human beings or do you have human doings working there? And I think that employees really do relate to that. So I have even one activity that I've done pretty consistently with almost every organization to prove both those points. And I have yet to have any group really complete it satisfactorily to prove to me their leadership skills or their team. And I think there's a lot of, that goes into that. And maybe just kind of into wrapping it up, I feel like one of the differences of when I go in to do some training is that I really feel that my style in connecting with people has worked real well. And I have won over even some of the toughest crowds of people who really would prefer sometimes not to go, as we call training. So I love what I do, and I work with every kind of industry out there.
Wonderful. And just while we've got time, just one more quick question, because you mentioned at the start about delivering training virtually as opposed to on-site in person. You also mentioned there the difference between leadership and management and teams and groups. I'm just curious if you could give us maybe one golden nugget to take away when it comes to whether you feel virtual leadership is the same as on-site in-person leadership, and the same in respect to building teams, or whether you think there's any fundamental differences.
That is a great question. And if you had asked me before the COVID days, I would have said I don't want to ever be involved in virtual because I don't feel it has the same impact. But I am aware now and even past COVID that a lot of organizations now have stayed virtual, and it is definitely more difficult to engage employees and to really kind of build that relationship when they're all over the world and all different time zones. And so I think the thing that most companies that I really work with that have done well is they have invested in some assessments, such as say DISC or 360s, and they are now doing that one-on-one coaching so that they can go back, whether it's in the virtual or the one-on-one face-to-face world, to really know where they need to hone their own skills. And so that's become really important.
Wonderful. Well, awesome. Thank you so much on behalf of everyone who watches this back. Thanks, Julie, for your insights and best practices in helping people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a reminder for our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.